A North Canton man faces multiple charges after a shooting at an apartment complex earlier this month. 38-year-old Brian Francisco has been indicted by a Stark County grand jury on 8 counts of felonious assault and several other charges, including firing into a home and inducing panic. Police say Francisco fired through the walls of the Versailles Garden Apartments on Apple Grove Street October 9th, hitting a woman in a nearby unit several times. Officers rescued her while gunfire continued. Francisco's arraignment is set for October 31st in Common Pleas Court. The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified a homeless woman struck and killed by a train in Canton Thursday morning. 26-year-old Jocelyn Stanley of Canton was hit by the train near the 1200 block of Camden Avenue Southwest. She was taken to Altman Hospital, where she died a short time later. Investigator Tammy Wilkes says the cause of death was blunt force trauma. The incident was investigated by the Canton Metro Crash Team. Troubles inside the Stark Metropolitan Housing Authority's voucher program have cost its director her job. Becky Valicchio, who ran the Section 8 Housing Choice voucher program, was fired for poor performance. The program helps low-income residents pay rent but has been underused. The repository reports only about 1,300 of roughly 1,700 vouchers issued and just 86% of its federal budget spent, even as 700 people remain on a waiting list. A review found Valicchio failed to meet federal requirements and didn't respond to leadership requests. Executive Director Danina Johnson cited confusion over reporting deadlines as part of the problem. The agency has until year's end to avoid possible funding cuts. The owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village has more time to finalize a plan to go private. According to an SEC filing, the buyer and its affiliates extended the September deadline for Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment to October 31st and provided an additional $2 million for general corporate purposes. In May, Hall of Fame Resort entered into a deal with HOFV Holdings, an affiliate of Industrial Realty Group led by Stuart Lichter, who was on the resort board of directors. The agreement was recently approved by shareholders, but has not seen approval from creditors to exchange notes for equity in the new company this year. Hall of Fame Resort would merge with Omaha Merger Sub and be a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings. Nimishillen Township trustees approved credit cards for departmental purchases Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Fire, road, and zoning departments will be issued a credit card from Chase Bank with a limit of $10,000 each. The fiscal office will have a $20,000 credit, bringing the total limit to $50,000. Trustees heard Equitable spokesman Bryce Maffey explain the employee retirement benefits and postponed agreement to participate in the 457 option pending further study and legal advice. Payment of current bills totaling $618,472 were approved.
A Rootstown man has pleaded guilty to trafficking methamphetamine after his arrest earlier this year in Ravenna. 31-year-old Cody Baldwin Nicewinger entered the plea Friday in Portage County Common Pleas Court. On July 5th, he was detained on Main Street when police learned he had an outstanding warrant. He gave officers a fake name and tried to run but was caught by a police canine. A search turned up 27 grams of meth and more than $600 in cash hidden in his pants. Baldwin Nicewinger agreed to forfeit the money. Sentencing will be set after a pre-sentence investigation. 7 to 10 years in prison is the punishment for a man who broke into a state representative's home in New Waterford. 30-year-old Nathan Johnson of Columbiana was sentenced Friday by Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton. He pleaded guilty to felony charges of aggravated burglary, felonious assault, and burglary. Johnson drove to State Representative Monica Robb Blaisdell's home on July 15th, punched her husband and former State Representative Chuck Blaisdell, and threw a chair through the front window. He also forced his way inside and took a phone from someone calling 911. Johnson was ordered to pay more than $1,700 in restitution. An East Liverpool contractor is accused of taking thousands of dollars for work he never completed. According to an indictment issued in June by the Columbiana County Grand Jury, 44-year-old Aaron Hook allegedly was paid $38,000 up front to remodel a home on Carlisle Road in Lisbon in November 2024. Police say he never did the job. Hook was arraigned in August and pleaded not guilty. He failed to show up for an October 8th court hearing and a bench warrant was issued. Hook was recently arrested by the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office. He's due back in court November 14th. A man is accused in a 25-year-old kidnapping and sexual assault case in Canfield. 57-year-old Jack Sheets, formerly of Canfield, was arrested Thursday by U.S. Marshals in Akron. A Mahoning County grand jury indicted him on 1 count of rape and 2 counts of kidnapping. The charges stem from a 2000 attack on a 30-year-old woman on North Broad Street. New DNA evidence led to the arrest. The Ohio Attorney General's office is handling the case. Sheets recently served 9 years in prison for rape and burglary in Trumbull County. Liberty Township trustee Devin Stanley was arrested Friday night by Niles police and booked at the Trumbull County Jail on a felonious assault charge. Police tell WFMJ-TV that Stanley was taken into custody at the Niles-Girard football game. Additional details are not available. Stanley also serves as chief deputy for Trumbull County Clerk of Courts Randy Law. Stanley could be arraigned in Niles Municipal Court as early as next week. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.